All right, I think we're ready. So, good morning. I'm Robert Hoover, and I'm a technical writer for Windows Phone, and I pretty much own all of the IT Pro content that you'll find on windowsphone.com/business and all the content that you'll find there. So I'm doing this presentation with Alan Mias. He'll be here to help answer any questions after the session. I don't plan on taking up all of the session time today. We'll try to give you back a little bit of time for the last day of the conference here. So today we're going to talk about manage Windows Phone Enterprise apps. And of course, Windows Phone is the right choice for business. With a great consistent experience across devices, you'll find that modern UI across all of Windows. We have the NT kernel. Office 365, we're one of the only phones with full Office suite. So what we're talking about today is private app distribution for your enterprise. So when you're distributing apps for your enterprise and building those apps and you want to distribute them to your employees, what kind of methods are available? Well, you can do private distribution yourself, or you can do public app distribution in the Windows Phone Store and then actually go through that process. So we'll actually talk about the similarities here. With the standard window, the similarities between the two processes here, between private and public, is they're both standard Windows Phone A apps. They utilize the same API set, so camera, Bluetooth, NFC, all those functionalities. It utilizes the same app security model and the same familiar developer tools. So you're basically developing your private apps and your public apps the same way. Now, the differences are you're actually building them for your company, for your employees. They're only available for your company and your partners. So you can control who gets what and what they can do with it. It's not distributed via the store. So these are things that you're actually pushing out to the phones that are enrolled in your organization. And they're not submitted for app certification. So when we go through the certification process to publish into the Windows Phone Marketplace, we're actually going through and doing an entire scrub to make sure there's no malware. We're doing the code signing of the certificates. Those things you'll actually be doing yourself. And I'll actually show and describe how to do that later in the presentation. So here's just a visual of the three options that you have. So you can actually publish them to the store, go through all of the processes of publishing an app, getting it validated, and then using hidden links where you can distribute those links to your employees. But then again, they can also distribute those links to other people. Yesterday in the security session, a few people mentioned that their users were kind of a risk for data. So this is kind of one of those situations where you might not want to actually publish those in the store. The second option is managed MDM. So for this, you can utilize any of these services here, and then there's several others that are not listed. I apologize if you work for a company that's not listed. But basically with this, it's direct managed. So it'll utilize EAS plus whatever MDM solution you're using. So with Windows Intune, you can actually go into the Intune hub and publish applications and then have them available on all the phones. For the unmanaged company hub, you're just going around MDM. You're self-signing those apps. You're actually giving the employees the AET, which we'll talk about it later, the certificate, and letting them actually install the hub themselves and then install any of those apps that are available in the hub. So the benefits of private app deployment. Store publication and validation is not required. So you're not actually putting them up on our servers and having us go through and validate those and make sure there's no malware, et cetera. It's pretty private and pretty secure if you're actually doing it yourself. You're going through your own processes and channels in your internal organization. You can control which phones can run the apps. When you're using an MDM solution, such as Intune or MobileIron, AirWatch, you can actually specify which particular devices are able to run which apps, which particular user groups are able to run which apps. And you can easily update the apps in a private location rather than actually, you know, publishing an update to the Microsoft Store, which will then go through for a recertification. So in order to start this, you actually go to the Windows Phone Dev Center, and let me go to here. So if I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Dev Center, but if you go to the bottom of the WindowsPhone.com website, click for developers, and then this is the Dev Center, click on publish. And this will actually go through all the introduction process of how to join the program. There's a yearly fee that you go through. And once you do this, you'll want to register, especially if you're doing line of business app deployment, you'll want to register as a company and not an individual entity. That's important, especially for the next steps. Which is getting a Symantec certificate. So you want to enroll for the certificate at Symantec. We have the links on the website how to go out to Symantec and actually get that certificate. So you want to make sure that you're actually registered as the company in the Windows Phone portal. Go through and actually enter the IDs that you're provided by Microsoft, and then pay the yearly fee to Symantec, which will get you the certificate, and they'll go through a validation process to make sure that you're actually a proper entity. And make sure that you are who you say you are. Once you get that, you'll install the two Symantec certs that they'll provide you. And you'll want to export that using the export tool. And next, you'll want to create an application enrollment token. So this is a very important part of the signing process. So once you have that certificate from Symantec and you've exported it into a PFX file, there's an AET generator tool, which we'll actually discuss later, that will actually help you create this token. Now this token is distributed to the devices in order to make the, or yes, this tool is actually enabled, was distributed through the devices, and it basically is the certificate signing process. So if you're using an MDM server, this will automatically get provisioned and done for you. So it's distributed through enrollment with a device. While if you use the AET generator tool for an unmanaged distribution, you actually have to go into the AET tool in Visual Studio and enter a small code, which is actually available on the Windows Phone Developer Center. And it'll actually give you an AETX file. Now from there you actually can mail that file to the phone and then open it on the phone, which will install it. And it, as it mentions here, the AET cannot be deleted through the phone UI. So here's what I was talking about with the AET generator tool. Now you only use this if you're not using an MDM solution that's automatically pushing that's not automatically pushing the AET to the actual phone. So you basically go through, and it shows you here. Let's see. So this is the PFX file that we received from Symantec. And this is the enterprise ID that you were provided. And then you generate the file. Now, once the AET is on the phone, it's valid for 1 year and must be renewed. So every year you're going to have to actually push this out, make your employees install it on their devices in order for the hubs to continue to work. Now it only installs and allows the applications from one publisher to actually go up. So everything that you distribute must actually be signed by the same certificate that you generated the AET with. In addition to that yearly check, there's a company account and AET check that happens every 24 hours on the device. So the So it validates the company accounts to make sure that the company account that you signed the AET with is still valid. It does this every 24 hours. It returns a status for each enrolled enterprise. And if the status is returned as negative or that you didn't actually go through that process of renewing the certificate or there's multiple reasons, it blocks the apps from the invalid enterprises from installing. Now here's the list of reasons why it could actually fail. If it actually fails 7 times, the app can still be launched, but no new apps will be able to be installed on the device. Reasons it'll fail, loss of connectivity for a week. So it's checking every 24 hours. If it fails after 7, it'll actually kick out the applications and not let new ones be installed. So 1 week, everything will start to not work. The Windows Update service can be blocked on the network. So if your employees are using mainly a Wi-Fi connection and it's checking every 24 hours, perhaps that port is actually blocked for Windows Update services. If the company account has expired, like I said, and if the semantic certificate expired. So company account from Microsoft, the semantic certificate from Symantec. So for app signing, there's store versus private. With the store, you're verifying with Microsoft certificates. Microsoft is signing those apps. They're going into the store, and your employees are actually downloading them with a hidden link. With private, you're using MDM or unmanaged. You're verifying with the application enrollment token, distributing that with enterprise-signed apps, either using Intune or a company hub that you can have developed. Now, for preparing company apps, we have the two options here. So the company-developed hub that you can actually go through, we actually have a sample that we just published recently, and I'll go through all that later on the website, where you can actually go through and do this yourself, not using an MDM, or you can use the MDM company portal, which will pretty much automate the process quite a bit. So you can see here we have the company-developed hub for fabricam.zap. It's developed in intermediate language. So we need to recompile that into machine-dependent intermediate language. Then we need to sign that app and then distribute it onto the phone via mail, sideloading with an SD card and whatnot. With the MDM option, you actually just load the portal when you enroll the device, and everything's kind of automatic. It's already in MDIL. So this diagram actually shows about signing company portal. So you're in the Visual Studio native tools. The tool is in sign mode. You can sign the tool using this. And this is all available on the dev.windowsphone.com. And this here is the company portal that we talked about in the previous slide. It'll go through the Zaptime sign tool. We'll sign it. And then here you have the ssp.zap that's generated. So here's the other option. If you're not using an MDM option and you actually are pre-compiling it to make it the MDIL code, you'll want to go through the combined pre-compile plus sign script that we have here, point to the company-developed IT app, the fabricam.zap that we had, and then enter the PFX file name and the password for the PFX that you generated earlier when you got the certificate from Symantec. Now, for a managed deployment, you're pulling directly from the MDM server and enrolling the phone. So your users are actually taking their phones, going to the company app section in settings, and pointing directly to the MDM that they need. The MDM will provide the AET, and it will install the company portal where they can find all the apps that you actually specify that are available for their device or for their group. Now, the unmanaged, so once they actually get that So those are the apps that you'll find in an Intune portal, and they can actually go through and install those apps. For the unmanaged, we actually install the AET, and this can be done through email, through a web page. It's quite easy. I'll actually show you later in a demo. You install the company hub through email or a web page. And then you can actually use the company hub that you've developed to view and install the company apps. You can even launch them directly from this hub. And it can be branded for any particular organization. Now let's talk about managed versus unmanaged. So the first benefit is with managed, you're purchasing a ready-made solution. Very little effort put up front. With unmanaged, you're actually distributing from an intranet server. So a SharePoint site, Azure site, whatever you have, you can actually, you know, point the hub to actually pull from these apps on that particular location. With managed, you have the automatic AET and company hub delivery. So once that device is actually enrolled, it's going and getting the AET from the MDM, and it's getting the company hub, and that's loading automatically. With the unmanaged deployment option, you actually generate the AET manually using the AET generator tool, and then you actually have to deploy that via, like I said, through email or a website, and that's a manual process. With managed, you're getting the full MDM capabilities for direct managed, so you're getting EAS plus whatever that particular service does. So say you're using Intune plus SCCM 2012 with Service Pack. So you're getting all of the functionality that's available there. If you're using the unmanaged option to deploy apps, you're only getting the app distribution plus EAS if you're using EAS. For managed, you're also getting unenrollment through the management client. So I'll show you a little bit later here in our demos with Windows Intune, where you can actually go through and, you know, take away the device privileges and unenroll it from the MDM, which will make it no longer available to download apps, anything that you already have. With an unmanaged, the unenrollment is through a phone reset. So that's basically the only way to get those apps and that AET off the device. So with managed, you can only enroll to one MDM system at a time. So say you're enrolling to Windows Intune on the company apps settings page. Well, you can only do that once. So there's only one MDM server that you're connecting to. With unmanaged, you can enroll to multiple companies and have multiple hubs installed. Install multiple AETs, and it'll allow you some flexibility there. You can also have one MDM plus a company hub. So that's completely fine. It's just one MDM system at a time. With managed, it'll actually provide automatic app updates. If you update an app, and you know that'll automatically get shown in the portal. With unmanaged, you're doing manual app updates. So you send out an email to the employees and say, hey, this app has been updated. Go ahead and download the new version. And with managed, you also get the built-in private app inventory, which is built in automatically. While in unmanaged, you actually have to go and build out that app inventory yourself, pointing to it in the database. So like I said, for everything is a user-initiated install. So whether you're doing the MDM or you're doing the unmanaged option, a user is going to have to go into either the company apps and enroll that device, or they're actually going to have to, download those AET files and the hub file itself in email or from a website and install that on their device. So here's the company portal, and this is the type of thing that you get with Windows Intune, and this particular one is Windows Intune. It allows you to load and show the app catalog, to get a list of the installed apps, start installing a new app, and get your installation progress. It'll actually show the little installation bar right under the app, just as it would in the app library. So the company hub functionality, it's a little bit more robust. You can develop it out. You can actually show quite a bit, link it into other things. You can still view the list of available apps, view the list of installed apps. You can launch an app from within the actual hub, and you can get your IT alerts and notifications and have them programmed into the hub. So now I'm going to do an Intune demo. So it's probably going to require me to sign back in. So when you get Windows Intune, this is the admin center that you're going to be utilizing for managing your devices. Here we have the system overview, your groups, which allow you to see all the mobile devices that are connected. And you can see we have, these are all the demo devices that we have connected to this Intune deployment. So I'm going to go here, and I'm just going to try to add this to that Windows Intune deployment. Settings. Add account. I think the password is just test. 2, 3, 4. So it's just demo. And I'll copy this out. That was capital T. We sign in. And we found them. The account's been added. This page will prompt the user to install the company hub. We click Done. And as you see, it's now enrolled in Fabricam. So we should go out here. And pretty soon, a company apps. There. Company portal app just showed up. So we'll click on that. Go back out and get the username. test. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep me signed in. And now I'm logging into the Fabricam company portal. So we click all, and these are all the apps that we're actually publishing and are available for the employees to install. Now, let's go back to Windows Intune, and let's actually take a look at the software that we have available here. So this is all the managed software that we actually showed. And as you saw on the device, we actually had the company portal, Marble Maze, and the weather forecast available. So let's go in and make this My Tech Ed app available to the people on their phones. So we'll go in here. Click on Manage Deployment, add the ungrouped users, make it available for installation. Now it says it's available to be deployed. So let's go back into the company portal app. Click all, and you can see, there you go. It also pushed forward the security policy requiring that I set a password. 1, 4, 7, 2. 1, 4, 7, 2. Done. As you can see, the My Tech Ed app that we had gone ahead and just made available is now showing up on all the devices for all the employees that are in that group that we made it available for. Now, just as we made it available, say we don't want employees playing Marble Maze anymore because it's destroying their productivity, we can go ahead, remove them. It's showing that it's no longer available for deployment. So if we go back into the phone, go into the company portal once again, Marble Maze is gone. Now, that won't take it out if they've already previously installed it. It just takes out the availability for them to actually install it again. So once you actually deploy an app using MDM, you can't forcibly remove it from the device. You're only controlling what's available to them. So, and one thing I want to show you is down here in the Windows 8 and the Windows Intune thing. So what we talked about earlier with getting your company account, getting your AET and your code signing certificate, and how the MDM server automatically generates all that stuff and distributes it, this is where you actually enter that information. So you can actually get your code signing things, put it all in here, and this helps automate that process for the MDM to actually complete that for you. Now, I'll actually show you what a unmanaged deployment looks like. So that was actually going through and seeing the devices from the server side or the applications from the server side be made available to the devices. So if you're actually going through the unmanaged deployment and you're mailing those AETs and you're mailing the actual hub file to the employee, this is kind of what they'll see. So we go into mail. Here I've mailed myself some items here. So here's the AET. Yes, I'd like to add this company account. That's what your employees will actually go through and see. Then you'll want to go through, and this is actually the sample that we have available on MSDN right now. And I'll actually provide you guys a link later to this sample. We install the sample. We go out. And there's the SDK company hub sample. This is actually connected to an Azure deployment back in Redmond. And it's pulling all the apps that we have available on that particular unmanaged deployment. Now from here, you can actually go through and install, say we want to install Kindle. It's going through and showing the progress of the installation. It's showing that it's now installed on the hub, as you can see right there. But unlike the Intune portal, where you could actually just install things and see if they're installed, you can actually launch the apps directly from the hub. So that provides a little bit of a cooler experience for actually loading all of the business apps, having them in one hub. So, and like I said, the only way to unenroll this device would be a phone reset. So you can uninstall, you can have employees uninstall the hub, but the AET is still going to be on the device and checking with Microsoft every 24 hours until you do that reset. Let's see. So let's see. I've shown you the managed app deployment using Windows Intune. I showed you the unmanaged app deployment using email. You can also use an SD card if you have an SD card slot available on the device. So kind of a summary of everything we've talked about. The company apps allow your company to create and distribute business-related apps to your employees and your partners. The managed app deployment utilizes an MDM service provider for the full device management, while the unmanaged side is only for app distribution, does not include all of the full capabilities of MDM, though it can be used in combination with an MDM server. And the custom company hub can be used with the unmanaged deployment, and a custom company hub will integrate additional features like the alert center, what we showed you earlier with the little sliding company hub. And all that information is available on windowsphone.com/business. And then all the devices have to be for MDM or unmanaged. Your employees are going to have to take some action, or your IT is going to actually have to pre-program those devices with the AET in the hub, or they're actually going to have to go and add them to the MDM deployment manually. So things to remember when you're actually going through the process, when you go to the Dev Center at windowsphone.com, click on Developers. When you go through that publish process and registering your account, make sure you register as a company. Symantec will require that you get a company ID. Then after you get that company ID, you go through and enroll for the Symantec Code Signing Certificate, export that certificate to a PFX file, and then go ahead and generate that AET using the AET generator tool, only if you're doing the MDM, or only if you're doing the unmanaged. If it's MDM, the system will automatically go ahead and create that and distribute it to the devices. Remember that the phone checks for the company account once a day. It makes sure that it's valid. It makes sure that it makes sure that the AET is valid. If the check fails for a week, the user will not be able to install any of those apps. Remember that for apps that are in MDIL format, you only need to sign the app. If it's in IL format, you actually need to precompile it to MDIL. So I think that's just about it for this session.